Hello.
Hey, it's Shakira calling from ABG Emergency Roadside. I was trying to see. Give me one second. Okay, just to get a backstory, are you the customer who was needing a ride back to the home address of, in Malibu?
Please. Hello?
Okay, yeah, so you're needing that ride, correct?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so I did reach out with a dispatcher, who is coming to get the vehicle. He stated that he is not able to get you a ride out there to that
Why?
location due to,
But
because it is.
he told me that if you authorize, if the company authorizes, then he would give me the ride.
Okay, yeah, the company would have to authorize it, but the company isn't going to want to pay out of that money, that extra money, basically. So you'll have to find your own ride on
So,
transportation if possible.
company is going to leave me in the middle of the freeway? That's what you're saying? With all
No,
my
sir.
belongings?
No,
You know
sir.
how many belongings I have? Yes, that's what you're telling me then. Because I cannot go home. I cannot go home from here. You know, and Miss, sorry, but like, please understand my situation. First, since 7:30 a.m. I'm here. Then I have this car packed, like these huge mirrors, a small couch, everything, the TV. Where am I going to put all of this? You know, this is just like, and no, I swear to God, I've been requesting cars from here, requesting cars from here, like, you know, and no, nothing comes up. And how much is the expense that company doesn't want to pay for? Like, it does not, doesn't matter for you, the customer's safety. So you will leave me on the freeway?
No, sir, that's not what I'm stating, and we don't want to leave you on that freeway. The towing provider, he actually doesn't have to allow you to ride, due to COVID and also due to their own rules. Some
No.
dispatchers will
I'm sorry.
not allow you to
COVID.
ride.
Okay, that's just like that's an excuse. He said clearly to me, he told me, if you authorize, then he will take me there. It's all about that. And now you're telling me opposite. And you know, and I've been on so many calls, so many minutes that I have been on hold. Like, why are you guys doing this to me? Like, to customers. Like, this is like torture. You know, this is not a customer service like, you know, I expected from this company. Like, I really don't understand, like how that can be, and how much is that expense that you rather as a company not pay, but have a unsatisfied, you know, customer, and also I might get hurt. You know, I've been in the car all day long, so not don't get like, you know, any snake bites or anything. So like, I'm sorry, but like, please understand my situation. Please.
I totally understand your situation, and I totally get what you're saying. And we do care about your safety. We do want to make sure that your safety is number one first.
But how?
But
Well, I have to make sure. So are you making sure that my safety is number one with leaving me in the middle of nowhere on the freeway with
oh,
all the stuff? So
no, sir, I'm not.
what are you offering me?
All I'm stating, sir, is that sometimes
Yes.
the customer will have to provide their own
No, Miss.
transportation.
Yes. Sometimes I understand that. Okay. I work in customer service over a decade, and please, like, help me, because this can be very big, like, you know, liability to that company, to the budget, because all my belongings, what I own, and like, you know, so you're gonna leave me in the middle of nowhere to wait for Uber and car. So in that case, if I was in the middle of the city, I understand that. If I was in, you know, in LA, sure, of course, I know, no, you know, no question. But also, that's not a customer service. If you have asked that to a customer to provide their, you know, what is the roadside assistance is assisting a customer themselves physically as well, right? Not just the car. Which is more valuable for a company? I guess the car is more valuable for a company. We argue about
No,
that.
sir, that's not what I'm stating, but that is
So,
why I'm
Miss,
reaching
you
out
are
to
saying
you.
that. You are
The
saying
dis
it's not.
yes, sir, yes, sir. I'll let you
Situation.
speak,
It's
sir. I'll
not
let
something.
you speak, sir, and didn't interrupt you. Yes, sir, I'll let you speak. and I didn't interrupt you. Like I was stating before, the dispatcher, he's about an hour away. If you are able to find your own transportation, that's perfect.
I have been looking for it. I swear to God, and I can. So please take me somewhere. You know, like I haven't had water for the last 3 hours and no food since morning. You know, and I know it's not your fault that I'm here. I know, but you are there to help me, right?
Yes, sir. We are here to help. But sometimes a customer would have to provide their own transportation. I can try to see if we're able to get the dispatcher to go ahead and take you that far out. But that's about 150 miles already. So that's about $400, $500 paying out to that driver. But I will see if we can get that approved for you. If we cannot, you will have to find your own transportation.
Yes. Okay, I understand that. But like also the place where they're going to take me, it is close to Malibu, where I'm going. It's close to my house. And because I paid $3,500 for just this car in 2 weeks, it's just so many expenses. And then this happened. And, like, it's just, like, so much. And please help me. And I spoke to that gentleman. He said that if you authorize it, they will take me. And $400, like, you know, like, yes. Like, so, like, 400, it might not be 400 because, like, it's, like, probably, like, probably less than 50 miles away from the place where their garage is. That's why.
Okay, so just give me 1 second. I'm going to place you on a brief hold really fast. Can you give me
Thank you. God bless you.
Yes, sir, no problem. Do you have the address of where you're taking the vehicle?
Yes. 31363 Pacific Coast Highway, Malibu, California, 90265.
All right, so just give me 1 second. I want to just try to see if we can get that approved for you. Just bear with me one moment.
Please, this is emergency. Please.
Okay. Yes, I totally understand. No problem.
Thank you. I appreciate that.